Unit 6, pages 128 to 129, Exercise C. The Best Teacher I Ever Had, by David Owen. Mr. Whitson taught us science. On the first day of class, he told us about a creature called the cattywampus, a night animal that was completely wiped out during the Ice Age. He passed around a skull as he talked. We all took notes and later had a quiz. When he returned my paper, I was shocked. There was a big red X through each of my answers. There had to be some mistake. I had written down exactly what Mr. Whitson said. Then I realized that everyone in the class had failed. What was going on? Very simple, Mr. Whitson explained. He made up all the stuff about the cattywampus. There never was any such animal. The information in our notes was, therefore, incorrect. Did we expect credit for incorrect answers? Needless to say, we were very angry. What kind of test was this, and what kind of teacher? We should have figured it out, Mr. Whitson said. After all, while he was passing around the cattywampus skull, in truth, a cat's, he told us that no trace of the animal was ever found. He described its amazing eyesight, the color of its fur, and any number of other facts he couldn't have known. He gave the animal a ridiculous name, and we still weren't suspicious. The zeros on our papers would be recorded in his gradebook, he said. And they were. Mr. Whitson said he hoped we would learn something from this experience. Teachers and textbooks are not infallible. In fact, no one is. He told us not to let our minds go to sleep and to speak up if we ever thought he or the textbook was wrong. We carried our brand new skepticism into all our classes. This caused problems for the other teachers, who weren't used to being challenged. Our history teacher would be lecturing about something, and then someone would say, "Cattywampus." If I'm ever asked to find a solution to the problems in our schools, it will be Mr. Whitson. I haven't made any great scientific discoveries, but Mr. Whitson's class gave us something just as important: the courage to look people in the eye and tell them they are wrong. He also showed us that you can have fun doing it. Not everyone sees the value in this. I once told an elementary school teacher about Mr. Whitson. The teacher was shocked. "He shouldn't have tricked you like that," he said. I looked that teacher right in the eye and told him that he was wrong.